Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
They say grief has its own language, one that speaks in dreams, in memories, and sometimes in the dark. Tonight's story doesn't begin with a haunting. It begins with love, the kind of quiet, enduring bond between a grandmother and the child she helped raise. But when death came to their doorstep, that bond didn't break. It lingered. And for one teenage girl named Jenny, it returned twice at night when the house had fallen silent and only the dead seemed to stir. Jenny's experience isn't one of flickering lights or slamming doors. There were no whispers from the attic or icy cold spots in the hallway. What she experienced was gentler, but no less chilling. A figure at the foot of her bed, a chair creaking in the darkness, a familiar walk through a blurry haze. Was it all in her mind? A trick of the senses brought on by heartbreak? Or did her grandmother truly return to her one last time to say goodbye? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Tony, my name is Jenny. I'm 22 now, but the story I'm about to share happened when I was just 17. I've never told anyone the full version of it before, not even my parents. But I've carried it with me every day since it happened, and I think maybe it's time to let it out. I think she'd want me to. My grandmother helped raise me. From the day I was born, she lived with us. She was gentle, patient, and always seemed to know the right thing to say. I'd fall asleep to the sound of her prayers every night and wake up to her humming in the kitchen. She was more than family. She was a part of my soul. When she was diagnosed with cancer, it was like the color drained out of the world. Over 2 years, I watched her fade, not just physically, but in her eyes. She tried to stay strong for me and for my parents, but some nights, when she thought no one could hear, I'd listen from the hallway as she cried into her hands. I never went in, I didn't know how to help, and I've always hated myself a little for that. She died on a Sunday afternoon. I was the last person to speak to her. She was weak, barely conscious. But when I held her hand, she squeezed it. Her eyes fluttered open just for a moment, and then she was gone. Just like that. We brought her body home for the wake. In our tradition, we sit with the deceased before cremation. Family and friends came and went through the night, but I didn't move. I sat at the foot of the couch where she lay. Hands in my lap, eyes fixed on her face. I didn't speak, I didn't cry, I just watched. It felt like if I looked away for even a second, I'd lose her all over again. At around 3 a.m., my aunt came to me. She told me I needed to rest, that Grandma wouldn't want me to sit like that all night. I said no, but eventually, I gave in. I remember climbing the stairs, not even feeling my feet. My room felt hollow. I lay down on the bed and, strangely, I fell asleep right away. That never happens to me. I usually toss and turn for hours, but this time It was like something pulled me under. I don't know how long I was asleep, but I woke up to a sound, a soft creak at the foot of my bed. My eyes were half closed, everything was fuzzy, but I could see a shape, a figure standing there, not moving, just there. At first I thought it was my mother, but the height was wrong. The silhouette was thinner, smaller, like someone older. I should have been terrified. I usually am. I can't even watch horror movies without panicking. But I wasn't scared. Not even a little. In fact, I felt calm. Almost peaceful. The figure leaned forward and I felt a warm hand touch my forehead. It didn't feel like a dream. It felt real. More real than anything I'd ever experienced. I couldn't see her face, but I knew who it was. I knew it in my chest. It was her, my grandma. Then I heard someone coming up the stairs, a real person this time. Probably my mom checking on me. And just like that, the figure vanished, dissolved into the air like smoke. Suddenly, I could see clearly again. My eyes were fully open. The room looked the same. Nothing was disturbed. But I felt different. Lighter. Like something inside me had been lifted, just a little. I didn't say anything the next day. Everyone was still grieving, and I didn't want to sound crazy. Maybe it was just a dream. That's what I told myself, but part of me didn't believe it. And then, two nights later, something else happened that I can't explain away so easily. Two nights after that first visit, I was asleep again, this time deeper, heavier. The kind of sleep where your body feels like it's been dropped into warm concrete. I don't remember the moment I drifted off, but I remember the moment I woke up. It was sudden, no dream, no warning, just awake. At first, everything was quiet, still. Then I heard it, the creak, that soft, unmistakable groan of my office chair shifting under weight. You know the sound, like someone's just sat down or stood up. And I knew that sound wasn't in my head. My eyes flew open. Now I have this habit. It's silly, I know. But I always sleep with my whole body covered by a blanket, even in the summer. It makes me feel safe. Protected, I guess. That night I was under a thin cover, something light enough to breathe through. So even with it pulled over my face, I could see shapes and light just blurred. And through that blur, I saw someone. They were standing near my desk beside the chair that had just creaked. Slowly, they turned and began to walk toward the door. I couldn't see details, but the shape, the rhythm of the walk, even the clothes, it was all her. My grandmother had this slight limp, not from injury, but from years of wear on her knees. That walk, half shuffle, half glide, it was hers. I would have recognized it in a crowd of 100. I froze. My body wanted to move, but my fear locked me in place. I kept whispering to myself, "Pull the cover down, Jenny. Look at her. It might be the last time." But I couldn't. I just watched through that gauzy shield as the figure drifted to the doorway. She didn't turn back, didn't speak, just walked to the threshold, and then gone. No dramatic flash, no cold gust, just gone. Like she slipped through a veil. I lay there in the dark, heart pounding in my ears, and then the tears came, hot, silent, unstoppable. Not from fear, from recognition. I knew it was her, not a dream, not grief playing tricks on me. It was her. And I think she knew I was afraid, knew that I wouldn't handle seeing her fully face to face. So she stayed blurred. Distant, just enough to say goodbye without scaring me. That's what breaks me the most. Even in death, she was trying to protect me. I never told my parents. I still don't know if I ever will. But I needed someone to know, to understand. Because I believe not just in what I saw, but in what it meant. She loved me enough to come back. Not to haunt me, but to comfort me. To say the words she didn't get to before she passed. And when I said through my tears, "I love you, Grandma," I swear I felt it echo back. Some people wait their whole lives for a sign. I got mine twice with love, Jenny. What Jenny experienced is something many of us quietly long for, and others quietly fear. A final visit. A whisper from the other side. Not to frighten, but to reassure. Could this have been the work of a grieving mind seeking closure? Psychologists might point to hypnagogic hallucinations, those vivid dreamlike images that occur in the space between sleep and waking. Our brains, when under extreme emotional stress, are capable of crafting experiences so lifelike, we mistake them for reality. The sounds, the footsteps, even the hand on her forehead, some would say it was Jenny's subconscious giving her what she needed most. Peace. A final goodbye her waking life didn't allow, but there's something about the detail that stops us in our tracks. The timing, the touch, the walk. The fact that Jenny, self-admittedly terrified of the paranormal, felt no fear in that first encounter. Or that the second time, her grandmother appeared just blurred enough to avoid frightening her, yet still recognizable. These aren't flourishes of an overactive imagination. They feel measured, intentional. So if we entertain the other possibility that Jenny's grandmother really did return, then what does that say about what lies beyond the veil? Is love powerful enough to break through the divide? To reach out one last time and ease the weight of sorrow before moving on? Jenny's story isn't about terror. It's about tenderness. It's about how sometimes the ones we love the most find a way to reach us, even when their voice has gone silent and their body has gone cold. There was no message scrawled on a wall, no objects flung across a room, just a quiet hand on the forehead and the slow shuffle of familiar footsteps. Perhaps in the end, that's what a real haunting looks like. Not chaos, but comfort, not fear, but farewell.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.